Welcome to the Frenemies Podcast, where four friends debate the latest issues in all sports and have a fun time doing it. High-heated arguments, crazy takes, and passionate opinions is what fills every pack-filled episode. Frenemies is available on all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Breaker, CastBox, and others. Welcome to the Frenemies Podcast, episode 26 today. The NFL playoffs wild card just are finished. Six games in the books. I believe we all went 4-2 today.
And we all had different picks, too, for the most part.
Yeah, I think it was a good variety. We all ended up with the same exact record. Yeah, any big takeaways, boys,
before we get into each game? Can we get straight to the Rams game? We'll do that one last.
That's last. Oh, okay. All right, we're going to start off with the Las Vegas Raiders, Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals won by 7. We'll give it to Jackson because his dad's a Cincy fan.
The Bengals-Raiders game, at the conclusion of the game, it ended with the interception. Carter and Jakey were here for this. That might have been the happiest I've ever seen my father in 18 years on this earth.
Yeah. I saw a video. It probably was.
When it comes to sports, he does not let sports affect his life the way the four of us do. He's a very family man, has his morals. Sports are just secondary. Well, I saw my dad throw his fists up in the air, hit him with a little fist punch. He was ecstatic. And then you know what happened after that? My father hit the gritty. That will never happen again in my entire life. But my dad, in honor of Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow, he was doing the gritty after that game. But here are my takeaways from that game. Jerome Boger and his officiating crew are the worst in the NFL.
You said it before the game. You go, oh, Boger's on the
game?
Yeah,
the game. Officiating crew?
Sure.
Jerome Boger's terrible. He's always been a failure. So he always has been. His crew, they always have just controversial calls. It's never a clean game. There's always controversy. So it was a surprise it was that bad, but it wasn't a surprise it wasn't a clean game. Mm-hmm. With that said, Joe Burrow, welcome to the playoffs. Joe Burrow looked good.
He did look good.
Jamar Chase looked phenomenal.
Yep.
When they needed a big play, they went to Jamar Chase.
He's so good outside the numbers.
He is.
Like, he is so good outside the numbers. I swear, every ball that was thrown to him was almost a catch if it was outside numbers. I mean, literally almost every time.
Because Jamar Chase is so good. He's so good at separation. So, like, when it's one-on-one coverage and you need to get that first down or you need that big chunk play and you got Jamar Chase isolated, especially on the sidelines, mm-hmm. just throw it up to him. Because he sticks with his defender and then last second he'll pull off and makes these ridiculous catches.
Yeah. Just a quick shout out to the losing team, Derek Carr, and only Derek Carr.
Well, and Bisaccia.
Yeah,
but, and Hunter Renfro.
No, but specifically Derek Carr.
Best Caucasian in the NFL.
The fact that
at wide receiver, or are we talking
about just in general.
In general?
Yes.
Okay. So he's better than Josh Allen.
And Tom Brady.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, continue.
Can that be a Frenemy Award
and
next
Aaron
year?
Rodgers.
No.
That is just unbelievable. I'm not even gonna do it, but Derek Carr, he had a chance. The Raiders had a chance to tie at the end, and the fact that team was even in the position that they were in to only lose a playoff game by 7 just props Derek Carr. Anyway.
Yeah, no, for sure. Congrats to the Bengals. I picked the Raiders. I thought Joe Burrow was going to struggle at least early on. He didn't at all. Joe Burrow was great. Jamar Chase was great. And, you know, Zach Taylor also did well. I thought Zach Taylor was going to struggle because
he's a great coach.
He's a good coach. He's a decent coach.
He has the potential to be great.
Okay, not, he doesn't. Yeah. No,
he doesn't. Really?
No,
the Bengals,
no, he doesn't.
That team has the potential to be a dynasty
because they have Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, Joe Mixon.
Yes, you're right. No, they're loaded with talent. But I'm saying Zach Taylor. I mean, that team could have easily flumped and not made the playoffs.
I'm not sure about that.
Look at the Browns. One of the best rosters in the entire NFL.
That's not true. That's not true offensively, at least.
That's not one of the best rosters.
You have Baker Mayfield as a bottom 25 quarterback.
I do. Look at their defense.
So then, no, that's not a very
defense. Look at their defense.
It's not even a great defense.
Jack's right. This team will not win a Super Bowl with Zach Taylor, the head coach.
You don't know that.
That's horseshit.
No, I'm calling it now. The Bengals will not.
That's horrible.
No, it's just the truth.
The
Bengals will not win a Super Bowl.
What is Zach Taylor? Why?
I'm not sure about that because the Eagles won a championship with Doug Peterson.
Doug Peterson's a moron.
I'd rather have him than Zach Taylor.
How could you say that?
Oh my god! Oh,
I just don't like Zach Taylor.
But why? Just because he's
just your guess.
your estimation that yes. Zach Taylor's a bad coach? Yep. Just Carter's
gut feeling.
Yep. Okay. All
right. Well, okay. All right. I guess that's all we need.
Can't argue that.
Move on.
Yeah.
Your next game. I don't know if was this even a game?
Tampa Bay.
It seemed like it was the Bills just their foot and just stomped all over the Patriots. This is a blowout. 47-7.
Jake, you were on the island here. Props to you. You predicted this game to a T.
Thank you.
This 100%. Was not what I was expecting at all.
I've been on the Bills. I think since we ever started this, I said I think the Patriots, yes, they're a solid team, sure. But they will not be able to win playoff games with Mac Jones as quarterback.
It was really hard to tell who was coaching, Bill Belichick or Hugh Jackson, that game. I mean, it was the worst coached and unprepared Belichick team I've ever seen.
I also just think Josh Allen is that good. He is turning it into gear.
But defenses have stopped
him Josh. Before. No, Josh Allen's been the best quarterback for the past 2 weeks.
Past 2 weeks. That is a massive, massive.
Well, that's just what you need to have. Be the best quarterback in the late part of the season.
Carter, Mahomes threw 5 touchdowns.
I'd rather have Josh Allen.
That game, Allen looked better. I agree, but
in the cold,
past 2 weeks isn't a very big estimation.
Yes, but I still think he's been top 5 all season.
Yes, but he's shown he can be streaky. And knowing Belichick, one of the best coaches of all time,
that's fair.
It's hard to not exploit that. I feel like. It was one of the most unprepared teams I've ever seen Belichick have.
The quarterbacks in the AFC that are remaining, we have Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and
Ryan Tannehill. Odd one out.
Yeah, but I mean, that's majority. We were blessed with great quarterbacks. Ryan's okay. Mm-hmm. We have Derrick Henry.
That's 3 of the top 5 quarterbacks in the entire league that are going to be going up against
each other. Any other thoughts on the Patriots Bills?
Yeah, so I've been thinking about this since that game ended, and I owe everyone an apology. Because in our last episode, our NFL prediction episode, I made a prediction that the Bills would get thumped by the Patriots. Not only that, I predicted that Josh Allen was going to struggle mightily, and he was going to be terrible. And I also said the last time the Patriots played in a game like this in the playoffs was Tom Brady's 5-touchdown performance. You know who had 5 touchdowns? Mm-hmm. Josh Allen. This was probably the most wrong I've ever been on a playoff game.
Yeah. And Jack, I was with you. I mean, it was 0 degrees. Wind chill was negative. I mean, I was thinking there was no way.
It's not about cold. It's about wind. And it was not Jake that was windy.
Right. Jake was right.
And you know what? But like just trying to catch a football in 0 degree weather.
That's what I'm saying.
Like obviously if it affects receivers. I know it does. It has to. It clearly didn't for the Bills.
I don't think it affected Diggs. It didn't affect anyone.
Well, you know what's the craziest part about that game? That's the first game in NFL history that was a perfect game on offense.
Yeah.
The Bills scored a touchdown every single time they touched the ball.
Yep.
They did kick a field goal. They didn't punt. They didn't turn it over on downs. Mm-hmm. No turnovers. The only time they didn't score was the final kneel down.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
That's insane.
Yeah, so those are 2 Saturday games. The first Sunday game was probably the game I probably watched the least, to be honest. It was Eagles-Buccaneers. It was it 31-0?
Yeah,
the final was 31-15.
Well, yeah, I know.
Eagles scored garbage time touchdowns. The final Hurts been doing all year.
Here comes, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you guys want it?
If Gardner Minshew plays,
that's a ball game.
You predicted they would win if Gardner Minshew played.
That's a different outcome. No, that's a different outcome because my outcome.
What other outcome is there?
A tie?
No, because I predicted that the Buccaneers would smack the Eagles, and I said Jalen Hurts would throw multiple interceptions.
You did.
Which
you said that.
He did.
And what did you say after that?
Well, Gardner Minshew, I'm not sure he would have won, but he wanted to throw multiple interceptions, and the game would have been close.
Oh, God. Okay.
I mean, you can't tell me I'm wrong here. Jalen Hurts looked terrible.
Gardner Minshew probably would have
looks been better. Worse. Probably looks better. Because Gardner Minshew can at least read a field downfield. Okay, Jalen Hurts can't do that. Yes, he can.
Are we sure?
Because Gardner Minshew has been successful in his career throwing the ball downfield.
Games.
No, for not 6 games.
Oh, that's horse shit.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Gardner Minshew's at least been successful at some point in the pocket. Jalen Hurts is not. Jalen Hurts cannot sit in a pocket and throw a football.
Brian Hoyer has been successful at some point.
I would rather have Brian Hoyer than Jalen Hurts.
Oh, my God.
What did you just say?
What?
What did you just say?
Not right now, obviously, but if you're giving prime Brian Hoyer in whatever prime Jalen Hurts has been in the pocket, I would take Brian Hoyer. because Brian Hoyer wins games. He gets receivers involved. Jalen Hurts is just run around, break down the pocket. He has terrible pocket presence. One of the worst adjusted accuracies in the NFL. He's just flat out not a good quarterback.
Hey, Jack, we're going to need you to stop saying things like this because we're trying to monetize some of these videos, right? And Hunter just gets in one of these zones. He takes a lap around the basement to calm down. Actually, he's going outside to get some fresh air. But no. Everything you just said was just wrong.
It's not, it's though. Just wrong. It's not. What has Jalen Hurts done?
Has Gardner Minshew made a playoff game?
Has Gardner Minshew, been
a part of a successful team?
Okay.
Gardner Minshew produce wins?
You tell me. You
does
tell
Gardner
me
Minshew bring anything spectacular to the plate?
Yes, accuracy.
Nope. No.
You tell me, no.
Mustache.
You tell me this. You tell me this. Does Jalen Hurts win more games on that Jaguars team than Gardner Minshew?
Yes.
That is wrong.
Yes.
That is wrong.
Because Hurts brings something elite, and that's
what?
Running.
No, he doesn't. That's not elite.
Yes.
That's good.
Something different.
No, elite is Kyler Murray and Lamar Jackson. Well, Jalen Hurts is good at running. Not elite. Elite is Lamar Jackson and Kyler
he's
Murray.
He's great at running.
No, he's not.
He brings something new. Gardner Minshew
but he can't throw
is
a
just
football.
An average –
no, because
backup.
Kyler Murray and Lamar
Gardner
Jackson
Minshew
can at least –
Gardner Minshew is a good backup.
No, Gardner Minshew is a good quarterback.
He's a good backup.
No,
he's
a
very
good
similar actually to Brian Hoyer, the guy you man up. He'll have a Brian Hoyer type career.
I would
he'll be a backup
I would say his entire
career.
Gardner Minshew is closer to Jimmy Garoppolo than he is Brian Hoyer.
What would you say an elite completion percentage is?
Elite?
Yeah.
70%.
Okay. And what would you say is Gardner Minshew fall in the elite category?
No, he's not.
So, hold on. So then his accuracy is not elite. Like
compared to Jalen Hurts, it is, yes.
No, you said, we're talking about elite traits. You said Gardner Minshew's trait that was elite.
That's in comparison
accuracy.
To Jalen
oh,
Hurts.
Oh, you did not say that at the time. Nah, no, you're back.
Oh, that's fine. I still think he's an accurate quarterback because
63%.
His career completion percentage. He played in Jacksonville under Doug Marrone with God knows who at wide receiver.
Doug Marrone
was a failure.
AFC Championship game.
Yes, with prime Leonard Fournette.
No, your mom told me I need to stick up for myself, and that's what I'm going to do. Are you kidding me? I took a lap around the house, and we're still on this conversation in my Crocs and a 1 foot of snow.
Holy hell!
That is a $100 microphone you just slammed. You know what you are? You're an entitled little child.
You're an entitled child. You're an embarrassment to a Cleveland Brown fan. That's what you are.
I'm the one that still believes in our quarterback.
You shouldn't even be watching football. You should go to cricket.
Cricket is a great sport, by the way.
Are you sure this mic is okay?
I'm not sure. He slammed it down.
It still says it's recording.
Yeah.
I think we're fine. Nope. We're okay.
Will you stop hitting golf balls and join the podcast?
I mean, this is not the game I thought we were going to go. Eagles, Bucks, took me a minute recap.
Rams game?
Okay, can we move on from this game, please?
I want an apology.
No.
For what?
What's an apology?
No! You just said Gardner Minshew is better than Jalen Hurts! You will get no apology!
Not from you, not from Jake, from Hunter. I spent $100 on this microphone for him to just throw it.
You know what?
No.
I need an apology for you.
No, you do not need an apology.
Brian Hoyer!
Were you here for the part where
about
he said
Brian
that
Hoyer?
Gardner Minshew is closer to Jimmy Garoppolo than Brian Hoyer?
Deep breath, Hunter. Don't say anything dumb. It's okay.
He's currently riding a cement pole up and down.
Where's my dollar bills?
Look,
next game.
No,
next
not,
game.
No. I will when you apologize for throwing a $100 microphone ice. You slammed it.
Nope, you're done.
No, because I know good and well if you break that, you're not firing.
Next game. My God. 49ers, Cowboys. Mike McCarthy deserves to be fired.
Completely agree.
I try to tell you that you morons, you should never pick with Mike McCarthy because he will always disappoint you.
Kellen Moore,
you idiot.
Kellen Mond's a Vikings backup. Kellen Moore, I think, will probably be the Cowboys' next head coach. And I think he will do a better job than McCarthy, though. Because I actually like Kellen Moore. I know you don't really like him, Jackson, but I think Kellen Moore is decent.
He's not bad.
Him or Dan Quinn.
Yeah, both of them. Both coordinators are going to find NFL jobs. And I
heard a great thing from Nick Wright. He said that the Cowboys, you know, they're always the first to do everything. They have this beautiful practice arena. They always want to be top tier. I think they should do something unique and hire just specifically a situational coach that's just in charge of handling all situations, or an anti-stupidity coach?
I would love to see.
Do not press the mute button,
please. I would love to see.
Hunter, move your fingers right now.
I would love to see Freddie Kitchens as the next Browns or Cowboys coach.
Oh my God.
You want
to think about it. Think about it.
Did we just go from Gardner Minshew?
Think about it. Kitchens? Think about it.
Are we the only two same ones left?
The Dallas Cowboys, years and years, have had top tier, supposedly top tier head coaches. Supposedly. They're big market, big names. Imagine if they bring a nice old guy like Freddie in.
Okay, stop. Am I wrong on that?
I just have a quick segment on the Cowboys. So I picked the Cowboys, and I'm regretting that pick now, but I'm officially coming out as a Cowboys hater. Okay, and here's why. When I was probably 5 years ago, my uncle said, it was Thanksgiving, Cowboys were playing. He's like, God, I hate the Cowboys. Hate them. I'm like, why? He's like, you either hate the Cowboys or you love them. That's just how it is. And I didn't really get that because, you know, they just got Zeke in the draft. I was all hyped. Ohio State Buckeye going to play there. But now I understand why. Because I understand as Browns fans, okay, we're annoying as a Browns fans community. Who's the next guy that's going to solve the problem every year, every year, every year? Like, at least we don't declare Super Bowl victory after we've won two regular season games in the first 3 weeks. Like, from week one, I was saying, oh, the Cowboys on top. Here come them boys again. And then they just lose.
They self-implode every single year.
I mean, they are way supremely more talented than the 49ers, by the way. They have a probably defensive player of the year candidate, probably number two this year behind Watt. They have Dak Prescott, who's top 10.
Trayvon Diggs.
Randy Gregory.
CeeDee Lamb. Amari Cooper.
I mean, they're loaded. Zach Martin.
Dalton Schultz isn't bad either. Zeke, their line.
Tony Pollard.
So I'm a Cowboys hater now. I hate everything to do with the Cowboys organization, minus Ezekiel Elliott. And I'm just done. I'm just done with the Cowboys.
I would like to say, I believe I predicted this about 6 to 8 weeks ago. I can never go wrong with Stephen A. He is always right about the Cowboys. You guys remember the Stephen A. soliloquy I had? I said
that
every single year is what's going to happen. Now, I shouldn't have predicted the Cowboys to win because that went against what I said with Stephen A., but he's always right about the Cowboys. Now, he's not right about many things. He's a moron. But in general, he is never wrong about Dallas.
Did you see the video of him just like laughing for 20 straight seconds? Yeah. Oh, I watched it so many times.
So
his first take, he shows up in the big old cowboy hat that looks like way too big for him. That's funny. I love Stephen.
So, are we going to talk about this game at all, other than like Mike McCarthy, Freddie Kitchens, and Stephen A. Smith?
Oh, Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers.
Yeah, let's go. Credit. Kyle Shanahan's an alpha.
I have more to say about them in our predictions for next week.
Niners.
Their first drive was immaculate. Ran the ball down the Cowboys' throats. I would say the Cowboys started gaining momentum, and it should not have been a game like where the Cowboys almost could win it. So the 49ers definitely have to improve that.
Yeah.
But
I think we should also talk about the last play too.
Also, is Nick Bosa okay?
I think so. But I think we should talk about the last play. Why? That last play was a QB draw.
Mm-hmm. That was designed.
It was a designed QB draw.
Yeah.
Up the middle with no timeouts and 14 seconds left to go. What? Anyone?
Yeah, actually, Carter, I can explain this to you. I can explain this to you. So a QB draw with 14 seconds left to go. And no timeouts. That's inherently not a smart play call. But here's what Mike McCarthy was trying to do.
Mike
McCarthy.
Sorry.
The goal was to get about 8-9 yards, slide, get down, and spike the ball, which he would have done. But Dak Prescott, once he got past 8 yards, he ran for an extra 8 yards.
About 14 or 15.
Right. That killed an extra 3-4 seconds, and the umpire wasn't able to spot the ball in time because the center didn't give the ball to the umpire. Yeah, Dak just spotted it. You don't do that. You have to get the ball to the ref. And then if you're going to slide into a defender, you know good and well that defender is just going to lay on top of you and not let you get up to spike the ball. So if Dak Prescott goes down 4-3 seconds earlier, they get the spike and they get the one miracle shot at the end zone.
But why? I don't understand that, though. What's the difference between, let's say, a 45-yard heave to a 37-yard heave?
Well, it was completely unexpected. There's no, it wasn't 37 or 45. They were on their 18 after that run.
I don't know, you're basically gonna have two throws. They could have just had two throws to the end zone, or
not
maybe
necessarily.
Three. Yes, they could have.
Not necessarily.
Maybe. Yes, no, they would have. They had I'm just 18 seconds. Yeah. What's the point of getting 8 more yards? You can just throw the. You have two. You can go 2 chances to get to the end zone, and you get 1 chance.
I'm thinking running like a 10-yard out route that takes 4 seconds.
You couldn't run an out route because the sidelines were so heavily guarded.
I'm thinking they had a play within 20 yards that they were really confident about. That's what I think. Something like that, where they had to try and get inside the 20.
It's not Carter. Because let's remember.
That's where Dak Prescott ended. Hold on. It's not where he's going to have to end.
He ended on the 18.
Here's the deal. Let's remember who the Cowboys offensive coordinator is. It's Kellen Mond. Let me take
you. Kellen
Moore. Sorry.
I got it.
That's on you.
He's the third string for Minnesota.
Listen, here's the deal. Let's remember. Let me take you guys back to the BCS championship era when bowl games were relevant.
Oh, my God.
Carter,
oh God,
shut up.
Please, no.
Shut up.
Please, God, no. No.
Tostino's Fiesta Bowl. It was a Tostino's Fiesta Bowl. Boise State was playing Oklahoma.
Such a great game that is!
Let him finish, David. Shut up!
I want to hear this.
Why are we talking about college football?
I'm going to explain this to you.
I want
to
hear this.
Kellen Moore was the quarterback of that team. The Boise State game, right?
Okay.
Let's remember how that game ended. They had no shot to win the game because they had the ball late fourth quarter down a touchdown. You know what they did? They ran the hook and lateral.
That was a great play, by the
remember?
Way. That was phenomenal.
Remember? And then they get to overtime, and they have the two-point conversion to win it. They run the Statue of Liberty to the left side. Do we remember that?
Ish. Vaguely. I know you're
talking and the runner, he gets it left pylon, throws the ball in the stand, starts celebrating
Jack,
like this.
Jack, you have 20 seconds to make your point before we just completely disregard anything you just said.
So I think Kellen Moore had a play drawn up within 20 yards. That was a trickeration play that could have gone to the house for six. That's why I think the play call was the draw, get down, get yourself within the 20 yards of the yardage he needed, and to the 45 yards. Because one shot to the end zone is a very low percentage play. So I strongly think – hold on.
It was still within inside 40 yards.
Right. Two deep shots to the end zone is very
– or three.
Right, no, not three. Not three. Two. It's a very low percentage chance.
But a trick play with 10 guys
yes,
lined up.
Because that worked twice for Kellen Moore.
In fairness, Shanahan wouldn't expect that at all.
Exactly.
And that hook and ladder worked like two plays before that.
Right.
That hook and, it was CD.
Because Kellen Moore's the offensive coordinator.
It was Cedric Wilson, I think.
Right.
Too.
And that got an extra like 20, 25 yards.
That was a great play.
No, Jack, I'm not believing in that at all.
I'm kind of with you.
A trick play. They would have 11 guys lined up across so they weren't going to be able to get in. With a trick play? What trick play do you think they were going to run?
The hook and lateral work.
It could have been better odds than just a Hail Mary chuck.
That's what I'm saying. Kellen Moore is very creative.
I'm not even saying Hail Mary. I'm just saying 2 to 3 shots at the end zone. You have maybe a different concept.
That's still low percentage.
Just about 35 yards out. Maybe. I don't know. I guess you can go back and forth. All right.
It's better than having one shot at a trick play that you may not even be able to get if Dak Prescott doesn't get down in time.
You just lost me when you talked about bowl pastry. That was just done for me.
That was the best Fiesta Bowl of all time before the playoffs.
Because players like Kellen Moore knew they didn't have an NFL future.
Okay. Next game. We're not talking about college football.
Carter, I think you're extremely wrong on this.
Jay, I don't think there's a single person that listens to this podcast that actually believes in you with your BCS take. Every single
person we talk to thinks
you're a moron.
That's fine.
And you're a college football person. So how does that make us look as a podcast?
I mean, any person.
Should we put up the TikTok?
No, we'll do this later. It's an NFL episode.
Yeah, let's lock in here.
All right, Chiefs, Steelers. Bye-bye, Big Ben. Bye-bye, buddy. You criminal. This game made me extremely happy. I was a little bit worried. I had just finished my Rex soccer game where I scored my two goals. I can only score two as a male, and I did score. So props to me. Thank you. It's a quality. It was like 0-0 in the second quarter.
Yeah,
it was really and then scoring. Patrick Mahomes said, okay. We can start playing now.
Oh, and TJ Watt scored the first touchdown.
42 points. I'm so glad that Pittsburgh. I don't know what they're going to. What's their option according
rebuild.
To now?
No, I saw a report today, according to The Athletic. It was someone inside, not Pittsburgh's locker room, but like their facilities, like who does a lot of reporting around the Steelers. And as of right now, Mason Rudolph is on track to start for 2022. Like, that's it seems like that's
Simon, it's like. As awful as Big Ben as a person is, he was the only one that I believe was kind of holding that locker room together.
Yeah.
He has three idiots, right? Well, two idiots as wide receivers in Juju and Chase Claypool.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to have the racist at QB as Mason Rudolph. I don't know how this team's going to get outside the field. Like, they're going to be just berating each other in the locker room before they even try to step on the field. But
yeah. I can't wait to see them implode on themselves. Like, literally the next decade. I'm so excited for it.
Probably rather than talking about the Steelers, the Chiefs have, ever since people started doubting them, they have turned it into gear.
The Hawaiian shirt wearing man who eats a lot of donuts is really
this is probably the best defense they've also had.
That's true. They've been playing some very good
defense. They've been playing really good defense. And right now, I'd say the two hottest teams in the NFL are probably the Chiefs and the Bills.
Yeah.
and they're potentially going to be lining up in the AFC Championship game, a rematch from last year. That's going to be phenomenal. That'd be such a good game. I pray both those two teams win because I would love to see a rematch with Josh Allen and Mahomes again in the AFC Championship. That'd be a great game.
Now, did you guys see the one Barstool person? He made a $20 bet on first score, and he thought he put it on T.J. Watt, and he made a ton of money when T.J. Watt actually scored because the odds were so high because no one expected that to happen. Hunter, and it turns out week. Can you not interrupt me,
Hunter? Sorry, the Bills and Chiefs play this week. I'm just correcting Hunter.
Are you sure? Jake, I'm sorry.
AFC Divisional. My bad.
Start over.
So this Barstool person, his name's Hank. He made like a $20 bet on TJ Watt to score. Well, he thought he did. That TJ Watt would score the very first touchdown of the game, which no one thought that was going to happen. So he made a ton of money. He looks back down in his thing, and someone else sees it. He actually put it on TJ Watt's brother, the fullback.
Derek Watt.
Derek Watt did not score that first touchdown, and he lost his $20 bet. I think he won $2,000-$3,000, and that disappeared in seconds.
I feel like it would have been a lot more than that.
So depressing. Yeah. It probably even was more, but yeah.
Wow. That is depressing. That was very sad.
All right. We have about 4 minutes to discuss this final game. I guess we can take more time if needed, but
should we take the break now and start a new segment?
I don't think it'd take too long.
Yeah, we'll see
how it goes.
All right, first takeaway.
Cardinals Rams.
First takeaway I'd like to say, Odell Beckham Jr. seems like he's a better passer than Baker Mayfield from what I saw on the field. 100% completion rating, 40-yard dime. It was great. I think Odell's a clear number two behind Cooper Kupp. Like 5 catches, 64 yards, and a touchdown. And a touchdown, by the way, that touchdown catch was one of the best catches I've seen this postseason so far within a week. And within the last probably 10 weeks. That was phenomenal.
It was a simple
thing. Did you see it?
Yes, I saw it. He caught it.
Over, he mossed him almost. He was like this.
Okay, that's not one of the best catches of the year.
Top 10.
It was an average catch.
That was not an average catch.
Yes, it was. It was average.
No, wrong.
Carter, and I still,
that was not an average catch, but I don't know if it was.
No bomb is making that.
Right,
Van Jefferson makes that play.
Wrong.
Correct. Wrong. Robert Woods makes
Van
that
Jefferson
play.
Is not wrong. A good catch. Or not. Van Jefferson's a good deep ball receiver. That is it.
Let's see if I can find it. Scratch Odell. The Rams just looked.
They looked good.
Dominant.
And Aaron Donald didn't even do anything.
No.
Aaron Donald really did nothing that game.
Had an average game.
I'll tell you this right now.
Von Miller went off.
This is a classic Russell Westbrook question. The Rams did not win that game. The Cardinals lost it.
I actually agree with that. I think this says more about the Cardinals.
The Cardinals are terrible.
Are you kidding me?
Kyler Murray is terrible without DeAndre Hopkins. Cliff Kingsbury is a pathetic late-season coach. His offense is so spread out and so unique and so diverse through the first 8 weeks of the season. And then he figured it out. And then the Cardinals can't do anything.
So let me just get this straight. The Rams just blindly stumbled their way into the end zone every time they scored.
Jackson was 34-10.
11.
34-11.
So the Rams just blindly stumbled into the end zone.
It's not that they blindly stumbled into the end zone. It's that the Cardinals were just flat out that bad. They did blindly stumble into the end zone. Did you see the pick six Kyler Murray threw? Tell me that's not blindly stumbling into the end zone.
I guess that one, yeah.
That's textbook definition.
Stafford threw 4 incomplete balls the entire night. Oh, Sonny Michel and Cam Akers is that 1-2 punch.
Carter, am I wrong?
Cam Akers is probably the biggest
relevant. Yes, you are wrong.
No, Carter, I need to know how that's wrong. That is
the Cardinals did play bad. I'm not.
No, they. They did not play bad. They played terrible. That was the worst game of football this season.
Rams played like they were ready for a playoff game. You can't tell me the Rams just didn't do anything because that's just wrong. The Rams looked good.
No, the Rams looked good. The Rams looked good, but the Cardinals looked worse than the Rams looked good.
Maybe. I can see how you're making that argument, but I don't know. I don't know. I kind of go back and forth on that. I think in general, Rams look pretty solid.
I think the Rams finally discovered something. I think they realized that their passing attack with Odell to 2 is just not going to be successful if they try to do air attack. So they ran the ball 32 times. And just dominated the run game. So I believe that's what they're going to do. Because Stafford only passed for 202 yards. I think they're going to be a running team. I think this is their new formula.
Odell Beckham Jr. averaged the most yards per catch on the team.
For 1 week this year.
In a playoff game.
This is his best game of the year. He had 4 catches.
It's
so funny how bad Baker Mayfield was to convince everyone else that OBJ was washed. Now, OBJ is not, I'm not saying he's top five, not even top 10, probably not even top 15.
20, not top 30. Ooh,
that's close. Fine. That's fine. You can argue that, but you can't tell me he's washed. He's not washed.
He's played very good football, and he played very good football last night.
Any other last thoughts?
I'm good.
I can't wait for the cake. So good.
Would you like – so I'm making Buckeye bars. Oh, would you like frosting, frosting on top? I usually don't do frosting on top.
No. Buckeye's Buckeye bars just in general are good. Yes. All right. No frosting.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you later.
Make sure to like and subscribe to the Frenemies podcast, whatever podcast platform you're listening on. On Spotify, make sure you interact with our polls and questions. On Apple Podcasts, make sure you give us a 5-star rating. And if you really want to and have a chance on making it into our show, you can leave an audio recording on your take, opinion, and whatever you want to say. Thanks for listening.